Welcome to the VS Criminal Defense Attorneys podcast, providing an informative resource on criminal law with a specific focus on sex crimes. From protecting yourself from false accusations to understanding the exact boundaries of the law, being informed is always the best first line of defense. This podcast series is reviewed and approved by attorney Michelle Villanueva-Scura.
In this podcast, we'll understand the use of police sex stings and why you need seasoned and reliable sex crime defense attorneys to fight back against police inducement and overreach in Phoenix. Sting operations make for great television, but for those caught up in these dragnets, the consequences are disastrous. Thanks to technological advancements, police are conducting more of these operations than ever. Through this experience, they've learned how to build seemingly airtight cases. If you were arrested during a sting operation, you may have already spoken to the police. In fact, most stings are directly followed up with a recorded interview where detectives try to elicit incriminating evidence against the target. This interview is done when the person is still reeling from arrest and their nerves are shot. Officers hope the accused will slip up and make it clear that their presence was not a mistake. Regardless of where you are in the prosecution process, it's never too late to stop speaking with police and prosecutors. They can promise all the leniency in the world, but their primary goal is to stick you with the stiffest penalties possible. In some cases, this will involve exaggerating the strength of their case or overcharging to compel a plea agreement. Commit this statement to memory and don't say anything else to police or prosecutors. I'd like to speak with my attorney. Firstly, let's begin by reviewing what are the different types of sex stings in Arizona. When police set up a fake situation that invites or allows criminal activity, that is known as a sting operation. These operations concerning sex crimes often involve an undercover officer pretending to be someone that another person might contact or approach to commit a sex crime. For example, a police officer might pose as a minor seeking sexual interaction on social media. If an adult pursues sexual contact with that child, they can be arrested. Stings happen in person as well, not just online. An undercover officer might pose as a prostitute to catch potential customers soliciting sex illegally, for example, or offer child pornography to lure in potential buyers. Whether or not these stings result in actual sexual contact, defendants can still be punished severely. For instance, did you know that someone in possession of sexual material featuring a minor can face the same penalties as the person who created the material? Occasionally, police do not follow the rules when conducting these sting operations, and our skilled legal team knows how to uncover that misconduct and use it to benefit our clients. If you are the victim of a sex sting operation, it is imperative that you speak with our skilled sex sting attorneys immediately. Next, you must be aware of what to do if you are caught up in a sting operation. The best way to avoid sex crime charges in Phoenix is to not engage in actions that could potentially be construed as a crime. Unfortunately, the police have become so effective at stings that they often elicit behavior that a person never intended to engage in. And in these situations, it's relatively easy for constitutional violations to occur. However, it's difficult to understand the complexities of these issues without an experienced criminal defense attorney on your side. At VS Criminal Defense Attorneys, we've successfully defended clients facing the most serious allegations of sex crimes. For most individuals caught up in a sting, however, no actual sexual act took place. And even in instances where intercourse did occur, it doesn't necessarily mean that a crime occurred. A sex stings lawyer in Phoenix can help you better understand your options and how to exercise your rights. In that sense, what are the valid legal defenses when arrested in a sting? When someone is arrested during a sting operation, they often believe that they're dead to rights. After all, there's typically a wealth of digital and video evidence supporting the crimes alleged. But in reality, these cases are not as clear-cut as many people believe. There are instances where individuals are caught up in sex stings who never intended to engage in intercourse, and they may have not even said anything incriminating. For instance, alleged Johns may find themselves in a sting operation when they honestly believe they simply had a chance connection with someone. Others might have set up a meeting with someone who hinted at being underage but was never clear about the issue. There are also possible issues of entrapment and other constitutional violations. Put simply, a Phoenix sex sting lawyer may be able to present defense strategies you never considered. More importantly, what should you do if you believe you were entrapped during a sex sting operation? First of all, do not admit fault or make any statements to the law enforcement officials who were involved. Anything that you say can be used against you at trial, may be misconstrued, or could be detrimental to your defense. Instead, repeatedly request that you want to speak with your attorney and call VS Criminal Defense Attorneys immediately. Our criminal defense law firm believes strongly in government accountability and will hold guilty parties accountable. There are many potential defenses to entrapment for sex sting operations. You might be wondering, how long do sex sting operation cases typically last? Criminal trials can last several months or longer, depending on the circumstances, what evidence is available, and the court schedule. No matter how long your case takes, our team of Arizona sex sting lawyers at VS Criminal Defense Attorneys is committed to providing you with the best legal defense. We will stick with you throughout your case, helping you understand what to expect, assisting with damage control, building a defense, providing legal advice, and many other legal services. Another frequent question we get from our clients is, will my identity be kept confidential if I hire a sex sting lawyer? Under the protection of attorney-client privilege, your identity and any information you share with your Arizona sex sting lawyer is completely confidential with very few exceptions. This means we as your attorneys can be trusted with the information regarding your case and are prohibited by law from disclosing it. We will fight aggressively on your behalf to ensure that your rights are protected. Not all arrests or charges will be prosecuted or lead to a trial. When a case goes to trial in the court system, however, it becomes part of public record and is available to anyone. Sex crimes are not eligible for expungement or record sealing. Lastly, don't forget that if you're facing allegations of sex stings or any other sex crimes in Arizona, you need representation from the leading Phoenix sex stings defense law firm, VS Criminal Defense Attorneys. Michelle Villanueva-Scura Esquire, along with her experienced associates, are proud to provide their clients with aggressive criminal defense. We believe strongly in the importance of government accountability and personal freedom as we build a customized defense strategy for each of our clients. We have successfully litigated hundreds of felony charges. With a track record of success, we have what it takes to provide the zealous defense you need when you're facing allegations of sex crimes. Our experienced Arizona sex sting defense attorneys know how to expertly and competently handle all types of felony charges, including the most devastating sex stings. Facing sex crime charges can be overwhelming, but as our client, you can count on our team. We will be by your side every step of the way, providing expert legal guidance, representation, and advice. Our excellent communication and strong negotiation skills will be used to your advantage throughout the legal process. We build a personalized defense strategy for each of our clients based on the circumstances of your case. Our team will uncover evidence and build a strong case on your behalf to promote the best possible outcome. We may even be able to have your case dismissed or your charges reduced. Contact VS Criminal Defense Attorneys today to schedule your free confidential consultation with one of our trusted Phoenix sex sting lawyers. Call us at 480-923-9001 or visit us online at vsattorney.com.
Thank you for listening to the VS Criminal Defense Attorneys podcast. VS Criminal Defense Attorneys are focused on offering clients personalized service and aggressive representation. Our attorneys are passionate about individual rights, government accountability, and personal freedom. No matter what you are charged with, our criminal defense attorneys will be there to guide you. Call today to schedule your strategy session. It is time to fight back.